Yeah, thank you. And on the food calendar today, it's National Watermelon Day. And you've heard me say this before. Without farmers, there'd be no watermelon or anything else on your table. But let's take that further. Without farm women, there'd be no food on your table. But for generations, the term farmer meant a man.
My mom and my mother-in-law drove tractors, milked cows, fed cattle, whatever. But they considered themselves farmers' wives.
That has changed.
I'm really proud today that now myself and my sisters-in-law and my cousins have had the opportunity to step into those leadership roles in the rooms where decisions are made.
Those are two generations of the four-generation farm family that is being honored in a few weeks by the Illinois Agri-Women as a legacy farm family. 20 women farmers.
But, you know, who's counting?
More from them after I thank the all-new Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. Here's an idea. Go to a Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today and honk the horn of a Silverado. Take a test drive. You'll be glad you did. Chevy drives Chicago. Women drive agriculture. And four generations of women from an Illinois farm are being honored as a legacy farm family.
This is Madeline Schultz, and I am part of the second generation.
And my name is Laura Lee Schultz, and I'm in the third generation.
Madeline's mom and dad came to the Dundee area in the 50s from Canada and worked on dairy farms before they started their own, which they called Miller Moore Dairy.
My mother's maiden name is Miltimore. My father's name is Miller.
They moved the farm 80 miles west to the Orangeville area, where Laura Lee, a third-generation farmer, runs the dairy with hopes that a fourth generation of women will take over someday.
Well, my daughter is only four. Of course, I would be excited if she ends up working on this farm business, but I also know that no matter what she does, she's going to be able to carry the values and skills that she learned on the farm from a very young age.
The Miller-Schultz family of female farmers are among three families being honored August 21st in Bloomington Normal by the Illinois Agri-Women Organization.
It's really great to receive this honor, and we're just so thankful and grateful that we have this legacy to continue.
More information on the celebration at illinoisagriwomen.org. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.